Avengers Assemble.
Hello there, and welcome to Four Geeks and a Pizza, the Avengers special. This is John Franz speaking from John.com, and I also am joined by the ultimate fanboy, Jason Revington.
Thank you, thank you.
The happiest little elf from Middle Earth.
Hobbit,
actually.
Not elf. What the fuck am I doing?
She's not that tall.
But, yes, the happiest little hobbit from Middle Earth.
John
Megan
is excited
Beck.
Today.
Megan Beck. What up, Megan? She's silent. And to my left, the soon-to-be vampire, Kyle Moffat.
Hello.
So, everyone excited for the Avengers?
Very
yes.
much so, yes.
Very,
very,
very good,
much
very
so.
Good.
Definitely.
I think the microphone's too high, John.
Megan, you're too short. this is a very awkward beginning.
It is.
To the podcast.
But so was the Avengers beginning, if you remember. They did not get along, and they persevered, and they got through it. And I believe in the movie it's going to be the same way. From what I see from all those many trailers. Many.
Yes. But I'm very excited for it. Just genuinely, like, stoked. Megan and I just finished watching the Avengers films, the previous ones, leading
basically,
up.
Basically
yeah.
the ones I haven't seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she loved Thor.
I loved Thor.
Yeah.
What
she
was
liked...
it about Thor that you liked so much, Megan?
I just liked the humor. I liked how different it was. I liked that they went to that little... godly place. I can't remember the name.
Asgard.
I loved Asgard. I thought that was so cool.
Did you like the tree? The tree of realms and the nine,
yeah.
you know, the nine realms.
Yeah.
And all that
really
story. How
Natalie.
Magic is
yeah.
science and science is magic.
Yeah.
And
I really like Natalie Portman's character.
Yeah. Jane Foster.
Yeah.
Great character.
Yeah. I really liked it. I loved just his friends.
Oh, like, the Warriors
the
Three?
With,
yeah.
With the Gimli beard?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She had a crush on the Lady Sif.
Lady
yeah.
Sif.
Yes.
And in the comics, not to give any spoilers away, because it's not the movies, but in the comics, him and Sif end up getting together.
Really?
Yeah. Thor and Sif get together.
Thanks for ruining it.
What, the
Thank
comics?
Thank you, Jason.
I did, yes. They've just been
I'm in the process of reading the comics right now.
Really?
Yes.
From day
from
one?
From the beginning.
Really?
Yeah. From the beginning.
And where are you now?
Well,
I mean,
about
like
20 issues in, probably.
Yeah, he's with Sif now. Like, I mean...
Like, years and years and years.
Yes,
years.
You're not
yeah.
going to get to it.
Someday.
Yeah.
When I win the lottery,
yeah.
John and I will sit around our house and read comic books.
Our house. Our pool.
Our
pool.
How would you want to read books by a pool, though? They could get
yeah,
wet.
I'm with Jason.
Well, obviously
yeah.
we'd have some sort of little closed-off room.
Your comic
or
room?
Umbrella.
I don't know if that would lock from coming forward.
Anyway, we're going to get started today with our favorite superhero jingles from the old cartoons.
Spider-Man does whatever a Spider-Man
I knew that one was going to be the first one.
Yeah.
And size. I don't remember the rest of the words. Watch out. Here comes
Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's very popular.
Like,
yeah.
At the speed of
a
crime.
At the speed of a crime.
Oh, was it?
Speed
yeah,
of
light. He arrives just in time.
Spider-Man
does
whatever a Spider-Man.
We got this all
yeah,
fucked up, people. But,
You know the Spider-Man! That's a jazz thing at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, that's the cartoons that I used to watch.
That's the epic
that's
one.
Old.
Yeah.
That's from the 60s. That's like
yeah.
old. That predates
the,
all of
yeah.
us.
Those were the cartoons that I used to watch.
I
love
Teletoon.
I
love
the Teletoon Retro.
Yeah.
Teletoon
at 4 o'clock in the morning.
And then the
yeah.
music, just the theme music that would be, not like the opening theme, but the theme music when he's going around, the jazz. Like,
yeah.
it's a ding. When his spider sense tingled.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then... I used to watch Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. I loved it. It was Spider-Man, who was roommates with Iceman of the X-Men, and Firestorm, who was also of the X-Men. She was, I believe, made for the TV show. I don't believe she was a comic character before that, but I might be wrong. And it was really cool, but I don't remember. I don't remember the jingle though. I don't remember the jingle. Do you remember the jingle from any of your other comics?
Yeah, no, 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 no.
Yeah, that's not
correct.
Okay,
it still counts. It still counts.
Yeah, okay. And then there was, you know, the theme song for The Greatest American Hero was a comic. It was a superhero. It wasn't a comic book character, but he was a superhero, and it was like a popular song. Yeah, it was good.
That's pretty much my, like, I used to watch, I used to watch The Avengers
The Incredible Hulk had a nice, like,
2 o'clock in the morning.
And he had, like, a nice, sad theme. I don't know if that was the opening theme.
I liked the opening to the X-Men animated series, the 90s one.
I used to watch
That's almost like a movie.
They use it a little in the movie. We're not really singing, we're more humming. Okay, well, with the Spider-Man one, you did sing.
But
I'm so sorry for that.
She's got beautiful vocals.
She just doesn't sing enough, that Megan.
Yeah. Any other ones that come to mind? I'm trying to remember, was there a Spawn one when Spawn was on TV?
I didn't watch Spawn.
No?
Spawn was an HBO show, and I didn't watch Spawn. I didn't enjoy the movie either. I was never a Spawn fan. Yeah.
I liked the movie.
There was like
I enjoyed the
a
movie.
Really recent like one that was on YTV. I can't remember the theme or what it was, but it was like Robin.
Oh, there was
like
Wonder Woman.
Teen
too.
Titans? Was it Teen Titans?
I think it was. Go
Teen Titans!
John remembers it.
My brother used to sing that all the fucking time.
There was.
I should stop swearing. I'm taking over Jason's foul mouth spot
this week. Wonder Woman had its theme too. Like Wonder Woman had its epic Wonder Woman theme. I can't remember for the life of me right now, but it had a disco-y and the 70s theme for the TV show of Wonder Woman, which was a popular
There any cartoons that are like on TV for kids right now that like my nephew might watch in a few years?
There's the Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes, which is a little bit for older people. There's the like little young Avengers, or like there's like one that's like for little kids. And Stan Lee's the mayor of the city.
Oh, yeah?
They've also started a new Green Lantern series.
Oh, yeah.
And Spider-Man's getting a new one. Batman's getting a new one. To coincide with the movies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's really cool.
Yeah, Spider-Man's the ultimate Spider-Man.
What was the Batman Beyond one? Does anyone know?
I didn't watch it. I don't.
Oh, yeah, you're not
a Batman fan,
loser. Get out of here.
I live here.
No, I don't care.
I'm not a Batman fan at all. I'm not a DC fan at all. I don't like their comics. Don't read them.
And all the DC fans that we had.
Well, you're liking them. You're
the pizza. They're just walking now.
No, they can be outraged all they want. It's
preference.
My personal preference. Yeah, I didn't. I have no. I read the Superman, The Death and Return of Superman. I thought it'd be great. Like, I was, like, really excited to read it because it was so huge when I was in school. That event, like, all the comics sold out all the time, The Death of Superman. And the death part was okay. Like, it was okay. There was a big fight he was fighting. It went horrible. It just sucked. Like, it's a big, huge omnibus. Horrible. It turned me off DC even more so.
For sure, for sure.
I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
I'm not a comic. I don't really read them. What happens after they kill somebody? Is it like that person is done for, you know, this?
That all depends on the writers.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, people could stay dead. Bucky stayed dead for years, and then they finally decided to bring him back.
But how do they bring him back? They just,
That's why they're creative. They bring them back.
But, like, give me
look at the villains.
Give me an example.
Look at
of
some
how
of
back.
The.
I'm going to tell you how.
I
can't tell you about Bucky because I'm lending John the book.
Okay, well, yeah, somebody else. Give me an example. How are they brought back after they've been dead?
They were a lot, maybe something like much like a soap opera. how soap opera characters are brought back
later
on.
Oh, I thought he was dead, but really he escaped through a hole.
Yeah,
I know, like, with what they did a lot of the time.
Rats and...
What they did a lot of the time with the Vulture and Spider-Man was they would have someone else fill that role of the Vulture.
Okay.
You know, or they learned from the previous Vulture what to do. And,
so they're taking
and
the
mantle yeah,
on,
just basically,
okay.
Yeah. Eventually, I think the original Vulture came back.
A lot of times
but...
it's magic. Magic or some kind of deal with the devil. There is a devil in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
Mephisto? Mephisto?
I think so. Isn't it in, like, Ghost Rider?
Well, he's in the Ghost Rider part of the Marvel Universe, John.
Yeah, I know, but
yeah,
I'm just saying,
no,
yeah,
but
that's
he's
the
one
main...
of, yeah, he is, but no, he's in Spider-Man a lot, too. He was in Spider-Man and Brand New in for the Brand New Day stuff.
What is
the
devil called? Mephisto?
I think it's Mephisto, I think.
That's one of the demon's names in Shakespeare. Not Shakespeare, one of the plays I'm reading. Mephistopheles. Something like that.
Yeah, Mephisto, I think is the name.
Anyone else have any superhero or, you know, like the old cartoon show theme songs or anything like that that they, you know, want to bring up that they remember?
Did we talk about Mummies Alive?
No.
Mummies Alive has nothing to do with this.
Comic book themed.
Yes.
Comic book themed.
No.
Did
no,
you watch any
no.
when you were younger?
No. Spider-Man. But you guys already said that one, right?
Yeah.
What was the original Spider-Man one we did? The one in the Spider-Man that showed up in the 90s on YTV and whatever.
I didn't watch that one.
That didn't really have much of a theme song. Like, it was...
No, like the old one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The old Spider-Man one.
Yes. Yeah. It is a great theme.
We already sang this,
it's iconic. It's so iconic that it actually showed up
in the podcast
movie.
Twice now.
Well, yeah. It also showed up in the first Spider-Man movie.
the dude on the guitar.
Yeah, they
yeah.
were singing it in the,
yeah, yeah.
In the subway or so, outside of the subway or something.
All right, are you guys ready for our superhero battle?
Yes.
Let's do it.
This is the point of the show where we're going to randomly select two superheroes. They'll each face off, and we're going to have a bit of a competition to see who is the ultimate champion. So let's pick the first two. Megan, do you want to do the honors for the first one?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Let's pull out the first two.
Cover your eyes.
Much too late.
And it's
Rogue.
Rogue from the X-Men.
Wow.
Rogue from
versus.
X-Men versus. Batman.
Oh, this is
oh.
a weird one.
Well,
let's,
okay.
We each of us can go through and discuss why we think, you know, who would win, you know.
You're the Batman fan, John, so you start it off.
Do I want to start?
Yeah.
I think in this one. I think Batman outweighs Rogue in intellect.
I will agree.
But I think Rogue, all she has to do is touch him, really.
Yes, but what is she going to take? What power is she going to
take?
Yeah,
Batman, she would... She
Batman
did,
but yeah, but she
powers.
Can suck the
as
life
human,
out of
she
him.
She can suck the life force, yeah.
But she can absorb, oh, this is yours.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No,
gonna,
yeah, no,
well,
this is what we're going to use for...
Yeah, yeah.
These
but
are... These
I
are,
think...
Yeah.
I think Rogue would end up winning that one. I think Batman...
Yeah.
Could potentially find a way to defeat her if he
okay.
had the time.
We have to set up a ground rule for this. They're just getting thrown in an arena. They don't know what's going to happen ahead of time, so Batman doesn't get to sit and do his research and follow her with the camera and all that stuff. Like Batman would win, beat everybody if he was given enough time to do spygate
yeah.
on everybody in
okay.
front of their weaknesses.
I think he'd beat everyone.
I think Batman...
He would, because he'd find everybody's weakness.
I think Batman has a lot of, you know, like, with the gadgets, he could also use, like, the smoke screen and whatever, you know.
Yeah, I don't really think
she wouldn't be able to see him,
yeah,
right?
I don't think we should dismiss Batman so quickly.
No. I was giving him enough. I was giving him props.
Batman
for
deserves
that.
Some credit, man.
But I think in the end...
I do.
She has super strength, too. She has flight, super strength, absorption, you know...
And, you know, the gas only goes
it
so
does.
Far.
She'll fly up and he'll be, like, we're going to have to say it's in, like,
yeah.
It's going to have to be in, like, a gladiator-style arena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, I definitely think Rogue would win this one.
Kyle?
I think it would be Rogue, because you guys were talking about Batman's abilities, And then we have this handy-dandy sheet here that have all the abilities of all the people we have fighting. And for Rogue, I don't know if it's true. I only know what I've seen from the X-Men movies.
Yeah.
It says here that she can absorb memories, skills, and powers. So if his skill is like the hand-to-hand combat...
She doesn't
combat,
want some of his memories.
No.
She already has hand-to-hand combat, though.
Yeah,
like,
she's
already herself.
In hand-to-hand combat, though, I'd say in a fight... Based on skill level, Batman would beat her based on skill,
unless
his skin touched her.
And Batman was the kind of guy who killed people, which he's not.
No, they all have to kill.
Like,
it's it. They're all killed. Yeah,
I thought it was just...
This is Hunger Games.
Yeah, this
right
is Hunger
here.
Games.
In that case, Batman could just shoot her. He's got, like, all the... He's got cannons.
She's flying.
You know,
she has flight. And she's got Miss Marvel.
Shoot
she took Miss Marvel's invulnerability. Miss Marvel can't get shot either. Miss Marvel, like, she took all Miss Marvel's skills.
Batman also has batarangs.
Yeah. And she's gonna go, boom!
Not
she's
if it hits her in
it.
The fucking face first.
She's gonna catch it. And she's gonna say some kind of southern drawl.
Okay.
Sookie style, because, you know, her and Sookie have a real...
But, because if she were to get cut, she wouldn't really be able to heal herself, I guess. I can see that, because Batman doesn't have any kind of healing ability.
No, he doesn't. So, but really, in all reality, much like with anything, if with Batman she has super strength, if you can get him where you can hit him, she can put her fist through his face.
Yeah.
All right,
so
if,
or just launch him long
I
enough.
Think Rogue wins this one.
I think she does. I'm shocked that Batman is... This is like...
Batman's out
Batman
in the
is
first
knocked
round?
Out the first round.
Damn!
And all the fans... Tune out right now.
All right, well, Batman people, he's still the best superhero because he doesn't need powers to kick ass.
Neither does Iron Man either.
Batman right. Arkham City is awesome.
All right. Who wants to pick the next team?
I want
to.
Kyle's
you
going to pick the next one.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Ready?
We've got...
Ready?
Come on, Kyle. Any slower and...
Shut up. We have Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler from the X-Men.
Versus...
Well,
I'm excited for this one. Daredevil.
We had this conversation in the car, actually.
Daredevil wins. Daredevil doesn't need to see. Nightcrawler, his BAMF isn't going to shock Daredevil. Daredevil can't see anybody anyway. Daredevil's a better martial artist. Daredevil is a... acrobats?
Yeah, Nightcrawler's a lot
Nightcrawler is an acrobat. Was an acrobat in the circus, so I'll give him that. Daredevil's a good acrobat, but Nightcrawler was an acrobat in the circus, so I'll...
I think...
Plus he has a tail.
Yeah, Nightcrawler does have a tail. It's
and
an extra appendage.
Did you not... You don't know what... Do you guys know what Daredevil uses as a weapon?
That, like...
The cane, yeah.
That stick on a rope.
Yeah, which is essentially a tail. It'd be
right.
The same if you're going to give
Nightcrawler's
him,
a hell
him, like,
of a lot faster than Daredevil, though.
Quick.
I don't
quick,
know.
Man. He can bamf and get in and out.
Yeah, but he's like...
But Daredevil's physically stronger than
Nightcrawler has night vision, too.
Yeah, but...
Daredevil's blind.
Daredevil has
sonar
yeah.
vision. When he bamfs in front, he knows he's there.
I would say Daredevil, yeah.
Daredevil's a better martial and Daredevil's also... A mean son of a bitch. He wouldn't hold back killing somebody.
But he can. Sure, he can tell where his bamps are going. But Nightcrawler can just keep teleporting like nonstop.
He tires out.
He just
tires out.
But then Daredevil.
Daredevil
can
sit there
track.
And meditate.
I think he can. Be
Nightcrawler
tracked.
Could teleport Daredevil to a place that
that's
he
true.
Has no.
Like in the
no.
middle of the ocean or something.
Yeah.
Or something.
No,
in
no.
An
he
arena.
Can only teleport.
Okay,
to where
so he can.
In an arena.
He can teleport. To
he
where
can teleport
can
Daredevil up into the sky and drop him.
He can, and Daredevil will do that swing down. Daredevil's not afraid of heights. Daredevil jumps off buildings and flings around
I'm
like Spider-Man.
I'm not saying he was afraid of heights. I'm just saying unexpected.
He won't be unexpected. It won't be unexpected with Daredevil. Daredevil can fight.
Couldn't he like shift so Daredevil's like right in the middle of the arena wall if
he
wanted?
No, because he has to see where he's going.
Well,
he
would
be
there
too.
Push him right in the middle.
No, because
he
has to be
right
in there too, and he'd die.
Okay,
he could pick up Daredevil and drop him, and then Daredevil would. That's he could kill him that way.
Daredevil would be like have enough of a mind that if he picked him up into the air, was to drop him.
Daredevil's
hold the fuck on.
Daredevil's a ninja.
Like,
fuck,
yeah,
he'd be. Daredevil's like a ninja. He is.
I don't think you could drop him.
No, he's like a ninja. He's. Daredevil's tough.
I'm guessing Daredevil just won that.
I'm gonna say Daredevil.
I think Daredevil. I think what he'd do.
Why are all my favorites losing?
What would happen is BAMF! whap right in the fucking throat and it's over. Sorry, I swore. I wasn't going to say this.
No one cares, Jason. I've sworn more than enough for the both of us.
I'm pumped because I love Daredevil.
All right.
Who's
I
going
guess
next?
It's my turn
so
to pick.
So in the next round, Rogue will be against Daredevil.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. This round is Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Versus Poison Ivy. This is
ooh,
a different one, too.
You know what? I know Poison Ivy's your favorite, Kyle, but her toxins and that, his suit is not going to get through the suit. He can pee in his suit and it filters it. Nothing's going to get through his suit.
Yeah.
She could definitely...
She could get
totally,
a plant to rip
yeah,
out,
from the
but
ground.
But then
yeah.
he's
going to
go... Plants toast.
Not if he can't get his hands free.
Well, you know, but the
you
plant's going to come
feet,
up.
Though.
That's true.
He's from his chest, from everywhere. And
she
always
can't kiss
has,
him either.
No, he always has backup. He always has Jarvis to talk to. Like, you know, he always has that.
Yeah.
I know. I like with my, but yeah, Iron Man would kick her ass.
I think Iron Man.
Would, Iron Man, because of that suit. And because
so far, DC is not doing well.
And he just is so smart. That's the thing he has going for him, too.
Yeah,
he's a genius, right?
Because he would probably know, like, sure, she's
yeah.
like...
However,
like,
if he wasn't in his suit...
Oh, yeah,
totally
but he's
oh,
not...
Yeah.
Totally,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's not...
Well,
like,
he's already not
in,
you
yeah.
know, like, as Tony Stark, he's not... He's already
yeah.
Completely infatuated with women.
Yeah,
yeah
he's
exactly.
totally...
And, you know,
exactly.
that little bit of
yeah,
extra...
I tried to, like, throw that in there.
Yeah, well, then, you know what? If Batman as Bruce Wayne would have lost right away. Because,
yeah,
if we're going to get them all out
without
of the
suits, gadgets.
Yeah, without
yeah.
the gadgets, Bruce Wayne's just going to be like...
What the fuck do
yeah.
we do?
Yeah. And with
yeah.
the gadgets, he'll be like, hey, don't come near me.
All right.
He's picking the next
Jason's
one.
Turn.
Superman.
Ugh,
Superman versus...
Ooh, it doesn't matter.
Well, it does. There's probably one person here, or two, that could...
There's only one I'm thinking that
Dark
could.
Phoenix.
No!
What is it?
The two Boy Scouts.
Oh, Superman versus Captain America.
Wow!
Superman
wins.
Superman,
I
definitely.
I love Captain America, but he can only deflect his heat vision with the shield for so long.
Yeah. I hate Superman, and you know, like I'm not the biggest Captain America fan.
I love
fan,
Captain America,
but
Superman
is Captain
would
America
win.
Smart enough to like,
Captain America can fight Captain America, but
he's not very smart.
But
yeah.
who?
Captain America.
Yes, he is. He's a great strategist.
But
he was
not,
he's a World War. But
I guess
in
against Superman.
I don't know if it's fair to have Superman in here then, because if they're in an arena, there's no way anyone could possibly get a hold of Kryptonite from this.
Yeah,
person.
Well, there is. There's only one. There's only two. Potentially people in the whole list that can beat Superman.
Yeah.
And
let's just see how this
one.
Works out.
Yeah.
And
at
the
don't,
end,
don't call it quits
no,
yet.
No, no.
Someone's
going
to come up
with
this
is what's
going to
happen. This
Superman.
Is what's going
to
happen, okay? This is exactly what's going to happen with Superman. Superman's going to keep... Cap's going to flip because Superman... It's going to be hard for Superman to kill. Neither of these guys... Captain America would be more of a killer than Superman because he had to kill in the war.
Yeah.
Superman will not want to kill, but you have to. That's the name of the game, right?
Yeah.
So, he's going to try to get it quick with his heat vision,
yeah.
you know, no. He's going to fly at him, Cap's going to hold the shield, he's going to go flying.
Yeah.
Shield comes out of his hand.
He's gone.
He's done. All right,
so
yeah.
we have a win for Superman.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's unfortunate.
I think it's Megan's turn to pick again.
Why don't
you write it down?
Do you want me to pick now?
Oh, no, it's my turn.
No,
okay.
put it back.
There
don't
you go.
Write it down while you're doing that?
Nah, it's cool, I got it.
Okay.
All right, next is...
We have... Dark Phoenix.
The Dark
Ooh.
Phoenix, Jean Grey.
Versus?
I hope it's
from X-Men.
Magneto.
Oh.
Ooh,
this is yeah, two X-Men characters.
Jean Grey.
And both
Dark
very,
Phoenix.
Very powerful.
Jean Grey goes like this. And Magneto rips apart.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because this
pretty
isn't
much.
Jean Grey.
This is Dark Phoenix.
This is Dark Phoenix. She doesn't care.
She destroyed a star,
yeah.
didn't she?
She destroyed... Build 2 billion people, I think.
Yeah.
A galaxy,
yeah.
solar system.
Yeah.
So we have a winner for Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. Magneto
love Magneto.
Magneto's
too.
What's the only he can try to bring the arena down, but when he's trying to, she's just gonna
but
go. Boom.
If you think about it, there wasn't really that much metal in the old style
yeah.
arenas, probably right.
Yeah. But still, Dark
no
Phoenix
rock.
Could just like stop the metal herself. She's got telekinesis, right?
Yeah.
She can just like no. And then
she
have
to break him.
Yeah, yeah.
She would. The only thing she wouldn't be able to do is mess with his mind.
Yeah, because he's
got
helmet
that helmet.
She wouldn't need it. She
although, really, she can probably just go.
Yeah. What's he gonna do?
And then, squish your head!
Alright, so next we have...
Oh, it's my turn, right?
Because remember, he's a level 4. If we're going by the X-Men movies, he was a level 4. She was a level 5.
Yeah. Professor X?
Professor X from the X-Men, again.
Versus... Scarlet Witch.
I don't know enough about the Scarlet Witch
would
really...
win. Yeah. Scarlet Witch, you know what?
Gather your breath. Gather your thoughts and
Professor
go.
X can make her think that she's a 3-year-old child. Like, he can make her brain dead almost because
mm-hmm.
he's that strong. But she has, like, hex power that she can make him never exist.
Mm-hmm.
So... In the end, it's all going to be who gets off their...
Like, who gets the first hit.
Who gets
yeah.
the first... It's like,
yeah.
you know, whoever shoots first. It's like a draw like that. It's she can make him not exist anymore.
Because
mm-hmm. she wasn't that strong in the beginning, but she became strong. She
can, like, manipulate reality,
Wanda Maxima, she's crazy.
So I'm guessing Scarlet Witch... For the win.
Scarlet
is
Witch.
The answer
Scarlet Witch
yeah.
will win.
I think she will win too because she won't pause to think about it. And I think Professor
yeah.
X
well, she
you
was
what,
no,
though?
She was. She's
to,
a, she's an Avenger
know,
too. She wasn't.
To
she's Magneto's.
Idea.
She's Magneto's child, but she's not. She's not a
you know
villain.
What though? Professor X can also
Professor X
like
too,
pause
sometimes.
Or make
he
people
can.
Freeze, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And move, you know, like
it all
three
depends.
Times, like,
honestly, it's almost like a coin flip, to tell you the truth, because...
All right, let's flip a coin.
We should, because whoever gets the shot off first would win out of these two.
I don't think that...
Who's got a coin?
I don't
a
think
coin.
That... If it was him trying to make her into, like, brain dead or something like that, he would have to, like, first input the idea in there, right? She would just basically right. think about
so,
it and he's gone.
But,
heads,
yeah.
Professor X wins.
Yeah.
Tails, Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
All right.
Scarlet Witch wins.
Wow.
By Professor X.
Sorry, Charles.
Jean Grey killed you, and now Scarlet Witch killed
the
you.
The two mentors,
and
like
their,
the,
and
the leaders of the
yeah.
X-Men crew, like groups, are both gone now.
All right, this is the last matchup of our first round.
No, it's not. There's three names in here. Four names in here.
What?
Next up, Wolverine versus...
How many more names are there?
Spider-Man. Oh, how...
One more.
This one is bound to come up.
Who was it again?
Oh, fuck off.
It was Spider-Man versus
Wolverine. And Spider-Man.
You know what? Wolverine wins. He can't die. Spider-Man can keep just pounding on him, and he'll go, schnigget!
I agree.
I don't know if I like
all
that
he
word.
No, all he has
he's
to do,
that,
it's true.
What's that metal called?
Adamantium. Spider-Man is stronger. Faster.
Spider sense.
But Logan can fight. Logan's had way more battle experience. Logan doesn't care about killing.
Mm-hmm.
And Logan has great. Yeah, he could just get pounded and then.
And the weapons to kill someone are on him.
Yeah.
So,
like permanently.
Yeah.
That's all he has to do.
I'm going with Wolverine.
And I mean, I love Spider-Man. I love them both. Right? To me, it's
Spider-Man could wrap him in a.
But
like a,
but he's
a
still not going to. He Because it's still not going to kill him. He's just going to go. Get out. And
that
come on, webs.
Kind of dirty.
That noise is his claws ripping through
wow.
the
snick.
Spider-Man could try to like grab him and like do something, but then he would just all has Wolverine has to do is just get him with the blades, and Spider-Man can't heal.
He'll jump and he'll move. Like it'll be
yeah.
a good fight for a
yeah.
while until
but
finally,
until
like
Spider-Man gets nicked.
Until
yeah.
until you know what he's gonna do is Wolverine is gonna let him come and hit him because you know he's it's not gonna and then he's just gonna.
Yeah.
Up
through him, and then
yeah.
Spider-Man doesn't heal. He rips. He's gonna rip him in half, and then he's dead.
Do you have any defense?
They're doing a great job here.
I love Spider-Man. Don't get. I love Spider-Man, but it's.
Yeah.
I mean, I killed Captain America. Okay, I'm a realist.
Oh, I know. All right, so we have.
I think Wolverine won that.
Unfortunately, I'm sad too. Oh,
so this is the last one of our first round.
Right.
Oh, this is an I was thinking this all day. Storm versus.
Oh, shit.
Thor.
Oh,
lightning.
Thor wins.
You know what?
Storm can't be hurt by lightning, but Thor goes like this. Mjolnir goes through Thor. Storm. She doesn't
know what, though.
She
could blow the hammer away.
No, she couldn't. You
she
can't
can blow like
Gale Force. You can't. Yeah, but you, so can he. They'd be like,
yeah,
he controls the weather
like,
too. If you read
pretty
his,
pretty much like
that negates each other.
Yeah, that's
so
like, they balance each other out for the weather.
So he has super flight. She can fly.
I'm gonna stop playing.
He can super fly. He can. He has Mjolnir. That's what wins it for him. And he's way stronger than her physically, anyways. Because he can just take her and rip her in half. The only way she stands a chance is if Thor goes, you know what? Mies will not fight, you know, a damsel. And
why does he sound like Jar Jar Binks?
He's a nice guy. You know, I was trying
right.
to be Shakespearean.
I'm going to have to go with Thor, too.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I don't think... I like Storm, too. But
I'd like to point
Thor.
Out how all my favorites got kicked out in the first fucking round.
I love Storm, too. But realistically...
I love Wolverine, too, though. So,
yeah.
He got through.
Wolverine... Did all my
right.
Captain America got beat out in the first round, man. He had to, you know what? It's funny. A lot of parallel people got picked, like Storm, Captain America. Like they're both
well,
Boy Scouts.
We were talking about in the car what would happen if Daredevil and Nightcrawler were to fight, and it just came up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Spider-Man and Wolverine. That's been like
fought. But this is to the death. That's the difference with this and everything else. This is to the end. This is where a character, we're not taking their, how many sales they have a month, any of that. None of that comes into effect. We're just basing it on what their powers are, what they would be in that area. If it was in an open battle, it would be much different. Because then they'd be able to team up.
All right, let's start.
Rogue versus Daredevil.
Rogue versus
Rogue
Daredevil.
Rogue wins. Daredevil...
Yeah.
It's the same as Batman. Daredevil can do his Rogue's just gonna hold him, and she's gonna suck his until he dies. He can try
suck his
life. His life force.
She's gonna hold on for dear life and just suck it.
Oh, she may, but with her sucky accent.
She likes that tight leather.
Yeah, I mean, you know what though?
She can fly,
but
and super strength.
Yeah, and I mean, unless he can snap her neck, honestly, like he. While she's sucking the power life force out of him, or down there, if he seduced her, he can get her. He can snap her neck like that. But
doesn't she have Miss Marvel's powers?
Yeah, she's got super, and she's kind of involved. Like she's strong. He's strong too. He can fight, but he's still a human.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's still a human.
And how Rogue has gotten so far. I mean,
yeah.
She first fought Batman, who's a guy in a suit, and Daredevil
yeah.
is a guy in a suit.
He is. He's a Daredevil.
He
and Batman are very similar.
Rogue
very
has
similar
won
characters.
Once again.
Yeah.
Rogue moves on.
I mean, both of them.
Okay, you know what? Rogue is one of my favorites anyway. So
yeah.
There, one of my favorites made it.
I like Rogue.
Yeah,
I do like Rogue. Yeah.
Rogue.
It's a cool
See?
Power, like a human oh. sponge. It's really cool. Not human. She's a mutant, but you know.
Yeah. Well, there she's still
yeah.
a humanoid
yeah.
sponge.
Yeah. So
next round.
We have Iron Man versus Superman.
Oh!
Superman.
Superman wins.
Superman wins.
Yeah. There's nothing that Iron Man, unless Iron Man can make his pop kryptonite, which he can't. It's like Batman.
Yeah.
He didn't have that.
Yeah.
He didn't know ahead
yeah.
of time who was in the draw.
I'm surprised we didn't get a Superman versus Batman fight there. Everything else seemed to be matched.
If you
want
like Mortal Kombat,
but,
Batman
you know,
would always beat him.
What would happen? What would happen would be Superman would fly up, crush him, and that's it. Like
yeah.
he Iron Man would put he'd be doing his and he's yeah. like trying to fly away, but Superman
yeah. he would just be like cut through the suit.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean we don't know
like,
how yeah.
freeze the suit, just
Rose
smash
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like, oh no! Remember,
like
he doesn't freeze.
Fatality.
He doesn't freeze. We've
oh yeah,
he found out how to fix that in Iron Man 1.
All right. So I'm gonna assume that Superman
yeah.
is moving on.
Superman goes on.
Wow, little dick.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it. But he's strong. It's gonna be.
Oh, he's
yeah.
he's gonna get taken out by someone.
Well, he's facing Rogue next, which will be interesting. But we'll talk about that
Ooh,
when we
yeah.
get there. Our next
mm-hmm.
fight is between Dark Phoenix. And Scarlet Witch.
Oh, another one. It's another, you know what, though.
First come, first serve.
No,
right?
I think in
yeah.
the end, though, Dark Phoenix just inches her out. But the Scarlet Witch,
I
they
think
made
the Scarlet
her
Witch
so,
can make her not exist, though.
They
like,
made her so powerful in the end. Like,
but
honestly,
you know what? The Phoenix is more than a person. It's an entity.
Yeah, they made
like,
her
it's
so
not just,
powerful
you know,
in the
like,
end.
But the Phoenix can control time at some point, can't she, too? Can't she, like,
can,
manipulate
it's
time?
Very well, here, pull out the... Pull up the list
and
now.
She can manipulate time.
So you see Scarlet Witch's, it had no power. I had to print out the whole...
Yeah. You can read that.
Is that Scarlet Witch?
Scarlet Witch
yeah.
has to use a hex, right? To erase somebody. So I'm guessing that has some kind of hand movement or something. And Phoenix, couldn't Dark Phoenix
it's
just like
stop? It's like chaos magic.
Time?
But then they switched it again to where her power got revamped again. There was, in fact, no such thing. And that Wanda had been altering... She alters reality.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean. Like she can make you not exist. She did that to Hawkeye.
Well, could conceivably should no, couldn't she just like alter reality so it's not Dark Phoenix anymore and she's suppressed again or whatever?
She could turn
like,
her into a noble. Like
conceivably,
she could make
like,
her like
you
know, not
know
who she's saved. That's why her. I think it's in the end it's going to be another coin toss.
I think
because the same thing as Professor X. Like
who gets the first shot?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's whoever. It's like those draw.
Yeah,
whoever can get their gun out
so
first.
So we need that coin again.
I love Dark Phoenix. I want her to live.
I know, but that's why Scarlet... Who picked Scarlet Witch?
I did.
You see?
Yeah.
All right.
Scarlet
so,
Witch is tough.
Dark Phoenix's heads.
Yeah.
Scarlet
and
Witch's
Scarlet
tails.
Witch's tails. Dark Phoenix wins.
Wow.
Yes! I love you, Dark Phoenix.
Wow. You pick
I like Scarlet Witch, too. Like, I really do like her.
Scarlet Witch is
but Jean Grey is, like, my, like, I love...
What's up next, Megan?
Our last pair up is Thor and Wolverine.
Thor
rips Wolverine up and keeps ripping him and keeps ripping
It's all
him.
These godlike superheroes that are making it to the end.
You know what, though? Well, hold on.
Thor's not invulnerable,
but
though. If
he
gets
really,
rid of that hammer,
like,
can't he die?
But it's hard to detach him from
that. Well, you
but
can't,
if you did.
But he can't. He can stab him. Thor has died, though.
Yeah, I mean, Wolverine won't. Like, I guess eventually he'll die, but...
Like,
you know what, though? He'd be pummeled into pulp.
Like, he'd literally have to be, like, cabin in the woods, like... pile of mush on the ground.
He'd be pummeled into pummeled.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would be. Unfortunately, I love Wolverine. But
see, but I don't
schnicked. They could fight, but Thor has super strength, so he hammers him and Wolverine goes against the wall.
But Wolverine,
Wolverine
has that unbreakable metal for in his bones.
And
is
he can't
unbreakable?
Well, maybe not for a
no. Yeah,
but,
Magneto was able to rip it out. And remember, all Thor has to do, boom, bzz, lightning flying through him, right?
But then
and
he wouldn't die from that.
He would heal.
No,
yeah.
But he does take time to regenerate. It does take time. It's not instant
yeah.
regeneration.
Yeah.
And if Thor were to blow him up, that would be different.
He will.
But,
you know what?
Yeah.
In the end, Logan will come back
mm-hmm.
in the end, but by the time, it'll be like a count out or whatever, and Thor will go on.
Yeah.
I guess so Thor won. Now.
Thor doesn't tire up.
Thor won.
Yeah.
Thor doesn't get tired either. He doesn't. He won't be tired. Like that's where the big fight. Everybody online was saying who would win between Green Lantern and Thor.
Thor.
Thor's a god. He's not a man. Green Lantern's a man with a ring.
That
right.
can run out of power.
Yeah.
So our next matchup is Rogue and Superman.
Superman. Rogue.
Not if Rogue stole Superman.
If Rogue,
power,
just
Rogue has
him.
To come up to him, Superman goes. And she's like, I can't fly near you.
Rogue comes up from behind.
She can fly.
They're facing each other from the beginning. She can fly. He can
they
fly.
Can both fly.
He can fly at the speed of sound, though.
Yeah, that's true.
He can He's hear anything
there.
She's doing.
She has Ms. Marvel's powers.
Ms. Marvel isn't as powerful as Superman.
But his laser eye has been really doing too much to her.
She, but Ms. Marvel... No. Wait a minute. Does she have... I don't know what powers of Ms. Marvel she has, if she has all of them. I know she took the flight and invulnerability... I don't know if she knows she took the impenetrable to like, because I think Ms. Marvel developed those later on.
Rogue can get
blurry.
Hurt.
Yeah.
She
yeah,
can.
She can
get hurt.
I think if Rogue were to
Superman,
get a hold of Superman, I think if she could hold on to Superman,
but,
she could.
But
kill
can
him.
She really
but,
steal his powers because he's an alien?
Yeah,
but,
that's true.
She could
no,
suck his life force, but that would just suck his life. Like he'd just rip her in half. Like he'd like
yeah.
rip her head off while she's
while
doing
she's
it.
Trying to do it.
Because by this point in time. Superman's already killed two people. He doesn't
yeah.
care about killing anymore. He's not he's not the Boy Scout, okay?
He's treating this really realistic.
He created a monster. Yeah. Superman has brought it to the
It looks like Superman won, Megan.
Yeah.
Superman.
Looks like Superman won, people.
And who will Superman be facing out of Dark Phoenix and Thor?
Dark Phoenix. Thor's a god, though. You can't just rip him.
Dark Phoenix is like greater than a god.
Oh, they're
she's
fighting.
Like
actually, they're fighting right
system.
Now. Yeah, but
I would say
Thor,
Dark Phoenix.
In the end, it
because Thor couldn't come close to
I
her.
Dark
Phoenix
would
just keep him back like the whole time, like literally, just like no lightning could touch her. She would just like negate everything.
Plus, she
son.
Is psychic. She has. You
she
know,
is.
Like,
yeah,
she can
yeah,
get,
she's
she can
he's
get
doing.
In. Like he has a mind.
Yeah. The old.
There's
yeah.
no way.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So, yeah.
Turn that hammer on himself.
Yeah. just drop the hammer so she
yeah.
can go up and just get him then, right?
Yeah.
Even if she couldn't get him to kill himself, like,
yeah.
that'd probably be a lot of work.
So we have Dark Phoenix?
I would say
Dark
Phoenix.
Be, that would be a fight, though, because Thor...
It would be like... A,
Thor's a god.
A lot.
Thor's a god. He takes a lot of damage. He doesn't just die.
Mm-hmm. But I see Dark Phoenix as being more than a god. Like, I see her being, like...
She's just a space entity.
Like, just
she's
like...
She's still a space entity. She's
yeah.
not... She's not a god.
Alright, well, our final matchup is
two.
Dark Phoenix and Superman. And this is for all of them,
this is the end fight. Dun, 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 dun.
This is the big one.
I say Dark Phoenix.
That's hard.
It is tough, but
Dark Phoenix, she can break up matter and stuff.
Once again, the mind.
Yeah, she could.
The you
she
know,
could.
Like
the Superman
she
does
could
have
fuck him up.
Even
Poison Ivy was able to take.
But can she
really
get
like,
into
take
his
over
mind
Superman?
If,
right?
Like
he's good.
You can't shoot Superman, right?
He's, no,
like,
he's impenetrable.
Can she really get into a mind?
She can.
Like,
she can because he's susceptible to magic.
Is he? Okay.
He is. Yeah, but
and John just said
but,
that.
Well, like
Poison
even
Ivy's.
Poison Ivy with her pheromones and stuff,
yeah.
she was still able to affect him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but to the point of what Superman?
Just, no,
but
he
this.
Turned. He turned against. You know, like. He was doing her work for her, Poison
yeah.
Ivy.
But,
so if Poison Ivy can do that, there's no
but,
doubt in my
yeah,
mind.
But,
Jean
but
Grey,
she can do it. She can
yeah.
make him. She can make him think it. But everything is going to have its own. It's not going to kill us. It's won't she. I don't think any of them can make them can make you kill yourself.
I think she can at least just like stop him, so she could get up there and like he may be like. I think she'd be able to destroy him. She has powers that are greater than like,
she can. See, that's the thing.
Like,
that's
rip
the
him
thing
apart.
Where
she
he,
could also fly to Krypton,
and
come back, and have some kryptonite.
Yeah,
ready.
But he could fly through her too.
I don't think, but she has like incredible
does
telekinetic
she,
power.
Yeah, but
right?
she
doesn't even need to fly to Krypton. She can just be like, I'm like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, she didn't teleport.
No,
yes,
she's
she
not
can.
A teleporter.
I read it on. I read
yeah,
on the
kinesis.
Thing. No, she can
yeah.
like warp time or whatever, so that she can just go anywhere. I read it in the paper.
Yeah, I did too. Where is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Don't touch me, John. Where is it?
Phoenix.
Dark Phoenix. Okay,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, but does she know? Oh, she would know!
Ability to travel, you know. Psychonically manipulate matter in any form of energy. Resurrect
oh.
from death and manipulate life and energy in others. Ability to manipulate time.
So, yeah, she could totally manipulate it.
Actually, all she has to do is just... Sun.
Yeah.
Affect the sun?
Okay, so...
So the winner of the whole thing, I think, is going to have to go to Dark Phoenix.
I think so.
Indeed. Yeah,
Dark Phoenix
I think Dark
is
Phoenix
the winner
won.
Of the superhero
it,
it's, brawl.
It's funny, woo! It's funny that I'm trying to fight for Superman, because I'm not a DC fan at all.
I hate
but,
Superman. I'm glad his face is pounding the ground
but
right now.
Superman would be...
Can we make this into a video game? That'd be
great.
Fun to play.
Superman, he's our, you know...
They should come out with a Marvel versus DC
they
game.
They had that Marvel Nemesis.
Versus Capcom.
Do you remember that? The Marvel Nemesis game we played for a while? The like old Xbox I put in my 360?
Yeah.
That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
But, alright, we must move on to our next segment now.
Wow. Was that long? Was that a long
segment? We're going to talk about canceled superhero TV shows, and you know, there's not very many, but well,
over the history of TV,
like shows like Mutant X or like Heroes.
I love
know,
Heroes.
Like,
there was
a although lot of, Heroes had a long
Flash.
A long run. Yeah, the Hulk and the Flash and the old
yeah.
school. Yeah, like and Batman,
Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
I mean, I even Smallville, which wasn't canceled, but it did end. Smallville was a super was a comic book show that did end.
Yeah,
probably should have ended earlier than it did.
See, I don't know how well a comic book story can work on TV.
I think it can work great on TV given the right property.
I I personally enjoy movies better, I think. For just, you know.
But television shows,
sorry, people. Megan and Kyle are up to their regular bitchiness.
They're, yes, they're trying to imitate our body language. But, so. So, anyway, I think it needs the right property. Heroes, they were unknown characters. The one you watch? My Family There?
No Ordinary Family. That was garbage.
The Cape.
It was bad.
The Cape, all of those were, they were shows that didn't have characters that were...
Oh my gosh. This is awful.
Yeah.
You two are terrible.
Me. They killed
you know
me tonight.
You know what? Why don't you guys talk? Why don't you guys
yeah.
take over the podcast? We will give you your own segment for now. Talk about your favorite canceled...
Talk about superhero stuff while we eat chips.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
I love Siler and Heroes.
Is that all you have to say?
Well, I really liked Heroes. I mean, it kind of got boring after a while, I'm not going to lie, but I did like Heroes, especially when I first started watching it, because Siler, like, I haven't seen that kind of superpower before, where he literally has to, like, look at their brain to steal their power.
That was cool.
After he gained telekinesis, he literally just cut the tops of their skulls off and just, like, steal their powers that way. And he took
yeah,
it took Claire, and she didn't die.
Yeah.
He, like, put the scout back on, and she healed back
he
up.
Just pulled, and, he just pulled, he pushed something, and then...
And then when he got the shape-shifting ability, because Claire
yeah.
has... She's in, like, she can't die, literally.
But there's one
die.
Spot that you can hit that will keep her sort of dead until you pull the thing back out.
Yeah, and he moved it, because he could do shape-shifting. He moved that weak spot where no one else would know where it was.
What are you doing now, Megan? You jumped
in. That's
in.
It. That's the only, like, superhero show I ever watched.
Yeah.
All right. We
and,
can...
What else? I had other ones, but I forgot now. These guys threw me off on
that. Yeah, I think that segment is over. Thank you.
But you were going to also ask the question, do we think that a TV show... Were you asking that? Or...
Well, do you think
I have examples.
Superhero show could, you know...
Yeah. Yes, I do. I think it could if you're given the right property. I think if you're given a major, like a character that everybody knows, Smallville lasts for 10 years.
Yes, yeah. Like, for me, I guess the next question... Is what superheroes
yeah.
should be made into TV shows.
I have this, so you two
and
stop. I'm going to start throwing down here, John.
I think if, you know, like after Nolan's Batman is done, I would love to see a Batman, like, full-out TV show.
Campy?
No. Like, almost to the same level of darkness that,
Nolan?
That the Nolan movies were.
Megan, what about you?
Even...
You, how about you tell us, Megan?
I think Buffy should still be on.
Buffy's not a superhero. Buffy's a vampire killer.
It's superhero.
A vampire slayer.
She kills them. Slayer's just a nice term. She kills vampires.
I think slayer is worse than killer.
She makes them dead.
But anyway,
yeah.
What superheroes, Megan?
Yeah.
What superheroes?
You name off your list, Megan. Or Kyle, how about you name off your list?
For what?
What are you not listening?
I am listening.
What superhero
shows
do you
think should be back on TV?
No, which superhero do you think should have their own TV show?
Oh.
Like the long
oh.
run.
That was on my list,
She-Hulk.
Megan. I think She-Hulk would be a great
She-Hulk.
No, because Jennifer. I'm going to jump in here and I'll help you. Okay.
Go right ahead.
Jennifer Walters is a lawyer, so it could not only be about She-Hulk, but it's also a lawyer show.
Blade.
It was.
I think
it got canceled.
Was
yeah, it?
It
was made into
like
a cheesy TV show and
I like
it got canceled.
I think Blade, if done right, could be turned into
the,
a great
the,
TV
it
show.
It was on Spike.
Yeah.
It just didn't, I don't know, didn't catch on.
Probably was popular as Stripperella.
Do you have any more, John?
Speaking
I got a few. I got a few, so I just want to get everybody else's over.
I would also, I think Wolverine would make a really interesting TV show.
See, the Wolverine movies suck.
I think the movies sucked, but...
The first,
the
second one might be good.
The second one could be good. But I think as a TV show, Wolverine could work.
I think they should go. They go with known, but not as known. Like not Spider-Man. I don't think any of the companies want.
I'm not saying I
do
want
bad.
All of these.
I don't think they do. Stop it, man. I don't think they do Batman because Batman is. They don't want to wreck the Batman property. if it's done wrong, right?
Yeah.
So I think they should go for like smaller.
Batman and Robin didn't do that already.
Well, yeah. What if I think they should do a Punisher show on HBO? Punisher.
Punisher
I think
would
they
be
do
wicked,
a Punisher
yeah.
on an HBO. Heroes for Hire. You know Heroes for Hire? It's Luke Cage and Iron Fist.
Yeah.
They're like Heroes for Hire. And they got other people that are involved, like Misty Knight, Shang-Li, and Colleen Wing. They could be like an angel. It'd be almost like an angel, kind of, like, but you guys don't like Angel, but an angel with superheroes, like, you know, Iron Man and Iron Man and Power Man would be, like, the two main characters.
Who's Power Man?
Luke Cage.
Luke Kang?
Luke Cage.
Oh.
Luke Kang from Mortal Kombat.
Daredevil could be put into a good TV show, too. He's an attorney, so yeah.
I have one. What if, like, a live action, like, not cartoon?
That's, yeah, it's not a live action.
Like,
no,
X-Men, again. Like, then, like each episode
see,
could be, like, their each season could be someone's story. Like, Storm, Jean Grey. I would love to see them as kids growing up, learning about their powers, like, kind of discovering themselves.
Like X-Men First Class.
Yeah, like that.
But with more time to do so.
Yeah, they could. I actually had an X one, too. I had X-Factor. Not X-Men.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think Fox, like, I'm also thinking for the, like, the networks, they don't want to give up the X, but they don't want to tarnish anything like that, right? But I think they could do X-Factor, which is also a, it's like a, they could do young X-Men, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, with Emma Frost, like, how they did those, they had to school.
Mm-hmm.
And they could, they might be able to do X-Men First Class, like, with the school, with everybody. They could
mm-hmm.
probably do that
mm-hmm.
with teens.
Because I like First Class
yeah.
when they're young, they were learning about, like, what happened to them when they were younger, like, Mystique. Or, like,
yeah.
Jubilee could be in, like, the other one, too. Like, she's one that could,
Jubilee
like,
has yet to be in a movie.
No.
Yeah.
She was in the second movie.
Very briefly, yeah.
She was in the second movie.
She was.
Because she stormed Caldor. Jubilee, when she was down in the, she was one of the kids.
I love how you remember every second
Jubilee,
of every
can't she make
movie.
Explosions? Like, can't
yeah.
she, like firecracker kind of things?
I really don't
know.
She shoots,
like
energy blasts out of her hand,
yeah.
essentially. They're, like,
Not
quite, like,
the yellow jacket
would have, or
yeah,
something like
the yellow
that.
Jacket with like the bow or
yeah.
the whatever it was on her hair.
Yeah,
and X Factor. One thing with X Factor is like they're like a investigation. They're like it'd be like a Private Eyes,
mm-hmm.
and they have the Multiple Man. You know, Jamie Madrox, the Multiple Man. I think they could do if they want to do anything from the X universe. I think that would be the way to go because I don't think they want to tarnish X Men. I don't think they'd want to tarnish any or cheapen. I think they think of it as cheapening.
I
the
want, like,
X-Men.
A drama, like a coming of age, like learning about yourself.
Well,
kind of
you know, look at Smallville. Smallville
yeah,
did
it was
a
super,
great...
Yeah, it was.
Like, you know,
was.
I never really liked Smallville, but it was very successful.
But it did tarnish, like, the Superman character a bit. Like, it did. It was a pretty good show. It was
yeah,
okay.
But it took somebody who wasn't quite so well-known as Superman.
I think that's what they...
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Most of my characters that I pick aren't the top tier. Like, I don't
mm-hmm.
think they're going to make an Iron Man... TV show. They're not, they'll
do I don't think
comics.
Iron Man should get a TV show, though, because I think...
It'd be interesting. It'd be good. It'd be better on, like, you know, those pay networks. Cable.
Mm.
But, no, I wouldn't want... I wouldn't even Spider-Man in that. I don't want them to do those.
I wouldn't want
to...
I don't think I would want to necessarily see Spider-Man. Spider-Man has a lot of really interesting and unique... storylines.
Oh,
though,
he does.
That
Spider-Man's
could be pulled
great...
off across TV, a serial.
Yeah, and he's got the great rogues gallery of villains, but...
Yeah, and if they did it like a villain for a season...
Would the special effects be there for
to
a TV
pull it
show?
Off.
That's
yeah.
why, like, you know, like, that's why you gotta kind of... Like, you gotta think of, like, that kind of thing, too. Like, the Hulk would be hard. Like, they're thinking of doing... They're actually thinking of doing another Hulk TV show. And
I don't
the
think
special effects going to be there on a TV show.
Hulk.
Really?
I think he's probably the most boring character I've ever
Jekyll
seen.
Jekyll and Hyde, kind of, yeah.
I don't think he's boring.
It's just, super strength is so overdone.
I
just hate it.
But he's like anger strength. He's like anger.
I don't like Hulk.
He can also leap.
Mm-hmm.
He can also leap.
Yeah.
I've played the Hulk video game. I know that he can leap.
And he can't really get hurt that. He's tough.
Even as a kid, though, I've always found him just so boring. I feel like he's just, I don't know, I just... I like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's all I say.
Okay. The next one, we're going to talk about our top 10 comic book characters lists.
I want to hear these
from
guys.
From Top
though,
10 Tuesday.
We've already put ours
on the
website.
Yeah, let's start off with Megan since she's being the biggest ninny ever.
Ninny, I like that.
I seem to remember Kyle taking part in this with me. By the way, guys, we tonight to drive them crazy. Kyle and I have been mimicking their actions.
Which honestly, if you think about it, it's fucking annoying. I had to swear there because
childish,
very much so. Because you're trying to talk and people are mimicking you. It's rather, you
and
know,
it is working so well. If you
it
could
would,
think
yeah.
of anything else that we might be able to do to drive these guys crazy,
they,
send me an email.
Why would
they check at hotmail.com?
Find me on Twitter.
Yeah. The only thing is, remember, it also makes the pot we stop talking.
Yeah,
the,
well,
you talked about us talking over each other being bad. When we get
then we lose our mind.
We
yeah,
lose
we
our
lose
focus,
where we are.
And it's like,
and
why
it's
am I going to talk? It's funny for you right now at the moment.
Yes, it is.
Because you're a shit disturber.
Oh.
But if you're...
She's getting called out.
Yeah, but...
I am a shit disturber.
If you're listening to it, you're like, oh, shit, man.
You're
Jason
totally
had a good point or John had a good point. And then they got stopped because they couldn't think anymore. And that's
if you like to
shit
disturb, like I like to shit disturb.
Then you know what? Let's bring in prank calls and all these other things that are shit disturbing.
We're really
going
to have to up
so,
the rating on this podcast.
What's Megan's top 10?
The swearing has, you know, gotten to a point where we're going to be on HBO soon.
Shit's not a swear word.
Go ahead.
Shit's not a swear word.
It's on TV, yeah.
Yeah,
shit,
have you eaten shiitake mushrooms before?
Yeah.
All right, Megan, what's your top 10 comic book characters of all time?
My top 10 comic book characters of all time. Number 10, I have Aunt May from Spider-Man. Because I like her.
No. Go ahead.
And because she's like a vulnerability. And it's like, how many of them have an Aunt May? Right? They all have like somebody, but...
Yes.
How many of them have like, you know... Aunt May is pretty much like... defenseless. Really. Anyway.
Moving on.
Well, that's the main reason why he also doesn't want to give up his secret identity. Because of Aunt May. Because she's...
The heart attack issue.
Yeah,
and
things like
yeah.
that. And he's got a rogues gallery of villains that are going to...
Yeah.
Pound the shit out of her.
Number 9.
That was bad. Go ahead.
Yeah, John, that was bad.
This isn't Triple F.
Number 9,
not
I have Daredevil.
Okay.
I like Daredevil.
Yeah!
Daredevil's cool.
I like Daredevil.
Daredevil actually almost made my list.
Actually,
almost
I'm basing a lot of my things on like the movies, just because I haven't read a lot of comic books.
I'm trying to change that with Megan, although I may take them back now.
Anyway, so I said Daredevil. I really liked the movie Daredevil. I hated Elektra. Is that her name?
Yeah, Elektra's
yeah.
one. You hated the movie, not the character, right?
The movie is all I know of her character, so yeah, I hated the character.
Oh, you did you
really?
Watch Oh, you didn't like her in Daredevil the movie?
In Daredevil, I guess she was okay, but I hated her movie.
Oh yeah, it was a horrible
yeah.
movie. It was nothing to do with it. It was a stupid movie. Yes.
Yeah, really dumb. Number 8, I have She-Hulk. I included She-Hulk in this list just because I actually have read quite a few She-Hulk comic books.
Yes,
so I feel like maybe I should represent. And she's like, I don't really like a lot of the female characters in comics often because most of them are like just like
carbon
copies,
including
almost,
right?
including She-Hulk. They're just copies of the male, like Spider-Girl, and you know what I mean. Like
well, there are
not,
a lot. There
not
are
really
a lot
original.
Of yeah. It's true.
The only real ones that aren't like
X-Men
or
yeah.
you know Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Sue Storm.
Oh, I thought you were.
Like
I keep thinking Sue Sylvester. I'm
Sue
like, she's not
Richards
a superhero. Fine.
Sue Richards.
Sue Richards. Anyway, and then I have.
But even she's lame.
Shit.
She's the most powerful on the team. She could kill all of them.
Then Fantastic Four?
Go ahead, Megan.
I'm trying to figure out what I wrote here because I started writing something and then I obviously got distracted.
What's it say?
The.
Okay, we skipped to
number 7.
Number 7. That is number 7.
Oh.
Because it's
okay, number 6.
Oh no, it's Thor.
Yeah.
All right, Thor.
How bad my writing actually is.
They can't see that. This is how bad it is. Turning turning her book to the microphone as if people are going to see.
It's for you.
Read
okay.
your fucking book.
Shut up.
It worked, John.
Thor. I like Thor. I just recently saw the movie, like, 2 days ago, 1 day ago, yesterday. I don't remember. Was it yesterday?
You know what was awesome about Thor
through
the movie? That it ended with a Foo Fighters song. That was awesome.
I don't know who they are.
You don't know Foo Fighters?
I do. I'm just kidding. Don't worry.
John was going to kill you, I think.
Okay, Megan. Keep going.
Number six, I have the Joker.
Awesome. Booyah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. No clapping about that.
You don't like the Joker?
No, I do. I was just fucking him.
Number five, I have Rogue.
Yes.
I love Rogue.
Rogue is very good.
Because she's Sookie Sackos?
She is not Sookie
Sackos.
She could kick Sookie's fucking teeth in.
Yeah, she could. What does Sookie do? Use her fairy powers?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
She would try to kick Sookie's teeth in, but her foot would go...
That's bad.
That is really bad.
Or she'd hit it and make it worse.
Yeah. I don't kind of get worse.
Anyway, poor Anna Paquin.
I
that's
love
her natural look.
She's gorgeous. She's gorgeous, but she's got the gap.
But she likes it. She says it makes her
yeah,
unique.
It's funny. Yeah.
Sorry, we're talking about kicking your own teeth in by your own
character.
I love it. Anna Paquin, please come guest star with us.
Number four, I have Batman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jason.
Thank you.
I think John just creamed his pants.
Number three, I have Wolverine.
Yeah!
Very good.
Wolverine.
Good choice.
Is awesome.
He is.
Wolverine is Canadian.
He is.
Yep.
And he's the best at what he does, and what he does is really well. So I don't know.
Something or other.
It is the best. He does the best of what he does.
Why cook a steak and you got like hamburgers at home or something?
Number two, I have Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
And number one, I have Frey, which you guys probably have never heard of because she is a futuristic slayer.
Are you saying that I've never heard of
from
it?
Buffy.
Sorry, not you.
Buffy.
Okay.
Yeah,
I have the book in there. I haven't read it, though, actually. I own it, but
you
I've never read it.
You haven't read the book?
I own it. I've never read it. I've owned it for years, too.
You picked Frey over Spider-Man?
I read Frey. I haven't read Spider-Man.
Frey is a comic book created character.
Yeah, it's a comic book created character.
And Frey's a slayer, so come on. She's going to pick Slayer over anything.
I'm going to pick Legion over anything.
Anyway.
My turn.
Kyle's turn.
Yes, it is.
Ready, guys? You ready?
All right. We're ready.
Number
Brace
10.
Yourselves.
Number 10.
You've probably picked some of really horrible ones.
Number 10. I picked Loki.
I love Loki.
Me too.
Loki's badass.
Loki is awesome. He like looks freaking sick. He's like devilish and he's like cunning. And
he's
just
a shit disturber.
Oh, I love him.
He shit disturbs and he yeah, he'll play both sides. He does a lot. Yeah,
illusions and like all just like deception.
He's
amazing.
Yeah, he can do magic. And he's
him.
A trickster.
Yeah,
yeah,
I love that about him. I guess that's what why his name's Loki, right? Okay,
the god of mischief.
Mischief. Yeah. Number nine, I have Carnage.
Thank
I haven't
you,
read a lot of
job.
Comic books. I do remember seeing the cartoons way back when Carnage was actually in them. I used to have a Carnage toy, like a little action
Carnage
figure.
Is awesome.
Carnage is
cool.
You know what? I haven't read him much in Spider-Man, though.
I think he's
not
awesome.
He's cool. He's like the spawn of Venom.
Yeah.
But
is he like Iron Man?
It's I'm pretty sure the symbiote that Carnage is. Is like somehow the mother or something of
Venom
symbiote. But it's also like it attached itself to a serial killer, like so the worst possible emotions and feelings.
It wasn't
and,
just
you know,
like Eddie
yeah.
Brock, who was an insecure, you know, idiot
yeah.
guy. It's...
Yeah. Well, anyway, let's
okay.
continue.
Number eight, I have the Punisher.
Good job, I
because,
love Punisher.
Yeah,
yes.
Vigilante, he like literally like
I'll punch
vigilance.
It out for you for that. He
yes.
is awesome. I love Punisher.
I love him. I've read the comics. I have like I used to work with a guy who showed me a few comic strips of it.
He's got
and he was
amazing
cool.
comics. His they're amazing. I've got a lot of Punisher.
I like
a lot of different Punishers.
Too.
Like Punisher has a lot. Like he's got like adult written stuff. Like
yeah.
not porn adult, but
like gory,
like, gore, like you know, just like boom.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's like. Crazy
that's why I like
stuff.
Him.
Yeah.
Vigilante. Okay. Number seven, I have Venom, of course. I couldn't leave Venom, but Venom's awesome. And number six, Spawn. I didn't copy it off your list. I didn't even look at your list, but I love Spawn. Like even when I was a kid, I used to watch the TV show. They had the big clown and all that. Number five, Mystique. I love
Mystique. Mystique is awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm
she
surprised she hasn't
epic.
Made it on more lists.
Yeah,
actually.
I actually been thinking now I should have put her on my list.
Yeah,
Mystique. I love Mystique.
Intelligent woman.
Step aside, Aunt May.
Yeah. But she can transform.
I'm sorry, Megan. Mystique is better than Aunt May.
Yeah.
She is better than Aunt May.
Aunt May is a major supporting character.
Yeah.
Mystique is just so, like, acrobatic and, like, agile. Like, she's just... And then she can freaking transform into somebody else, too, and, like, copy, like, everything about them, which is just even better for me. I love that. Number four, I have Magneto. Because I love Magneto.
He's got Lex's villains, eh?
I do.
Villains,
I do.
Villains are awesome, though.
Sometimes. Villains are the cool.
Yeah.
I was talking to Megan about it. I'm like, I have, like, all villains. Like, I don't have any good... I think I have a few good people. No, I don't have any good people.
Because Punisher?
I can't tell you. You'll see.
Punisher's not good.
Because Punisher's an anti-hero.
Yeah,
he's
not, yeah. He's number
not
three?
He's an anti-hero, yeah.
Poison Ivy, of course. No,
I thought she'd be number one. Wow.
There's two more that I actually like more than Poison Ivy.
Okay, well,
you
yeah,
know one
I
of
think
them
I
that's
know.
Coming, people.
I know one. I know one, but
number two, Storm. I love Storm.
Storm's
a hero. Although
since
Storm
I was
is...
a kid, she's been my favorite, like
yeah.
my all-time favorite. Even when I was a kid, I remember like always like, oh my god, control weather. I wish I could do that. And then number one, who is a recent one that I learned about, like once. Okay, but Dark Phoenix.
Not that recent.
Well, for me, I just learned about it recently. I just learned about
Dark
Phoenix. Dark
Phoenix.
Like, I knew
Jean
Grey.
Been around for a
while.
Well,
like,
you saw X-Men Last Stand.
Yeah, right? And that's where I first
yeah.
saw Phoenix. I'm like, oh my god, like that is so cool.
That movie,
so
you know what? I'm
going
to throw on the line right now. That movie gets shit on a lot, and it wasn't that bad a movie.
I actually liked it.
I don't think it was very close to what should have happened.
But I don't think it was
a terrible movie overall.
A different director came in and stuff and took it over right at the last minute, and he's not as talented. But I think
yeah.
it had the potential in there. But, yeah, it gets shit on a lot. Just like Daredevil does, and I don't think Daredevil is
I've never thought Daredevil was that bad of a movie.
I like Daredevil.
I have a movie.
The only part that I, from about Daredevil, that I was on the teeter-totters, where they were kind of doing that flirting thing on the teeter-totters there, and I was like, yeah. But other than
don't
that,
do that.
I like
other
that,
than that I loved it. Other than that, I liked it a lot. And it was
blue.
Very real. It was very, very accurate to Daredevil. And he was chewing on the painkillers, which Daredevil does, like the Vicodins.
Because
it's your turn, John.
My turn.
Yes.
All right. Number 10, I put Commissioner Gordon, just because he's, you know, like...
The Aunt May of the Batman role?
Well,
no.
He's more badass than Andy.
Yeah.
He's a human. He's old. I guess Alfred
you know
was more the Batman.
He did
though.
More for Batman than Robin ever
yes,
did.
Yes, yeah. I agree. People
like,
have said, I've read a lot of stuff about it. But I've read a lot of... And a lot of people, because they call it the Bat Family.
Yeah.
And they said Commissioner Gordon has done more for him and done more for the fight than Robin and Barbara.
Yeah, for sure.
Barbara Streisand?
Barbara
Gordon.
Gordon. Batgirl.
Batgirl and Oracle.
And you know, like, he gets pulled into so many different things in the comics, too, like, where the Joker's trying to, you know, like keeps him hostage and basically
yeah.
tries to make him go insane, shoots his daughter in the spine.
Yeah, he's fucked with him.
Paralyzes her. Like, he's fucked, like... Commissioner Gordon has not had any.
Did
any
he paralyze
life.
Her and then shoot her in the spine, or shoot
no,
her in the spine,
shoot her
and,
in
paralyze
the spine and paralyzed her?
All at the same time.
Yeah.
I know that. I'm just bugging you.
Number nine, Spawn, because Spawn is just cool. He's
yeah.
fucking like
a cape.
Yeah, the cape does everything.
Yeah, it's so it's so cool.
It's
it just looks cool.
And he also, you know, he can absorb things.
Yeah,
and. He's just badass. Like, he is, like, he is sort of almost like a Batman, Daredevil, you
yeah.
know, like, Blade-type character, where it's just, like...
He's so dark.
He's an anti-hero.
Yeah, yeah, he's more of an
Ghost Rider, like that.
Yeah. Eight, I have Rogue, because Rogue is just fantastic.
Yeah.
And I've always appreciated Rogue ever since the old X-Men cartoon. And
mm-hmm.
She's just amazing.
She's
amazing.
Cool.
Seven, I put Michelangelo from the Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles were a cartoon first.
Because he's badass. Were they a cartoon first?
No,
they were
a comic
first.
Yeah, I mean, they were a comic first.
And he's just the comic relief, and he's still, you know, he's a good fighter. He uses nunchucks, for Christ's sake. It's badass.
And he loves pizza.
Yes, and he loves pizza. And he's probably out of the four, the most in, you know, like the most family oriented, I would find.
Yeah,
like,
he tries to keep them all together and all. He's easy going to.
Yeah. Six, Dr. Octopus. Doc Ock is just one of the coolest villains.
Yeah.
Like,
not really.
Just absolutely
amazing. I like Dr. Octopus too.
Yeah, Dr. Octopus is better
than
Aunt
May.
You know,
he married him.
Did he really?
He did, yeah, he married Aunt May in the comic books.
Before going after her?
Well, he was using her for something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it was. But he did care for her. He did actually care for her because.
Like, physically?
Yeah. Well, no, cared for her.
I don't think they ever had sex.
She's kind of old.
At least in the comics. maybe behind closed doors.
She's banging J. Jonah Jameson's dad now.
I didn't
marry him.
No.
Yeah. His dad,
I didn't know that.
J. Jonah's father, not J. Jonah.
See, J. Jonah almost made my list, too.
Yeah, J. Jonah's a great character, but he's annoying.
I'm going. Five is Venom. Venom, obviously, for almost the same reasons as Carnage. Like, Venom's just probably behind, maybe behind Dr. Octopus in terms of Spider-Man's villains and where they kind of, you know, like, who's caused the most damage to him.
Green Goblin's number one, though.
Green Goblin was really great because he, you know, was the first to discover that Peter Parker was...
Killed Gwen Stacy.
And he did, yeah, but...
He
did some of the acts that did the most damage, but Doc Ock and Venom were ones that, I think...
For quite a while in the middle, but then
then
he comes back. It is... If you've read, like, the newer stuff, too, he Norman Osborn is his Joker.
Yeah, I agree. I do agree with that.
Yeah. He's his Joker. He's his arch nemesis, I think. Like, everybody has a lot of them, but he's his arch nemesis. Green Goblin's just...
An asshole.
But I hate him. He's a great character.
Number four, I put Dr. Jean Grey in the Phoenix, Dark Phoenix. Because it's kind of a really interesting storyline, the way, or what they bring in.
The Dark Phoenix story.
Yeah, it's really good. With three, I put Batman. And this was where it got kind of tough, because Batman and Spider-Man are probably my favorites. Favorite superheroes, anyway. But Batman, I just felt, didn't really have the relatability that Spider-Man has. And
I can appreciate,
Spider-Man, you know, is the everyman,
yes.
Basically.
Spider-Man
Batman is great because he's a very noble person and
tragic.
You know, he's tragic, but he also...
He's dark. He's so dark and twisted. Like, I mean this in the
best...
He's
like the emo of the comic.
but he's so dark and twisted and obsessed. Like, that he is. Like, Peter Parker feels a sense of... Because he did
obligation
and
great power
becomes great responsibility. Yeah, he's following his Uncle Ben's words. Whereas Batman is just upset. Like, he was a little boy, and he's just obsessed with it. Even if he could rid the world of huge crime, he would still want to go out all the time. He's obsessed.
Yep. For number two, I put the Joker. Because the Joker, to me, is one of the best characters ever written. Period.
Yeah.
Like,
in any medium. I agree. You know what? Comics don't get the credit they deserve, but... There's a lot of great villains. Like, Doctor Doom is a great written villain, too. Like, I don't have two villains. I'm the opposite, but they're well-written villains.
The Joker was just, for the, you know, he reflected Batman in so many ways. You know, like, he was everything that Batman was sort of was, but in the negative way, you know, like...
He was Bizarro Batman, sort of.
Yeah, and, you know, without the suit and whatever, but...
Well, he had his own kind of suit. And his own sidekick.
But each of Batman's villains were, you know, reflections of himself and, different parts of himself, almost. And the Joker is just fucked.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't give a shit.
He wants to watch the world burn. You know,
like,
what they said in the movie. He wants to watch the world burn. He's the two movie versions of the Joker were fantastic.
I agree.
They were both different versions of the Joker, like, you know.
Well, I felt Jack Nicholson had more like a campy sort of menace to him, whereas Heath Ledger's was definitely, you know, I'm just a fucking psychotic clown, and I'm, you know, like,
but,
teach you all.
But what's his name was,
right?
He was a crazy, but still, Nicholson's was a crazy joke. He tried to, you know, the whole town.
Burn people's face off with
from the
flower.
The whole town, though, the whole town he was going to gas.
Yeah.
Like, he was crazy. He was like a nut job. But they screwed up his origin, like, they screwed up, like, kind of, they made him the killer of
Bruce Wayne's
parents,
yeah.
And that was a little too neat, like, a little too,
Number one, I put Spider-Man. We all know why, the way to that you can relate to Spider-Man. And, of course, he's got one of the best rogues galleries.
He does.
Some of the best love interests.
He does. He has some of the best writers ever in comics on him. He has some of the best story arcs ever in comics.
One of the coolest costumes, for sure.
And he's got the great best one-liners in comics. He's great. He's telling jokes while he's fighting people.
Plus, he's just a teenager.
Teenager. He wasn't. He's not now.
But anyway,
now he's a teacher.
Jason's turn.
I don't get skipped this week, Megan.
Good job. We saved the best for last.
Well, thank you. I don't know about that. But
I think the best went first, actually.
Yes, you're right, Megan.
The best
Megan
went first.
You put Aunt May on your list.
you said you
I
only read.
You know what?
Okay.
I like Aunt May though.
Yeah.
I do. I can appreciate where you came from with that because Aunt May was a front runner.
But you know what?
You
know what would be good for those would be if we did like a secondary comic character. Because it's hard because we're picking our favorite. We're picking the people we love. And the tops of the top. Like, it's hard. Like, those people, there should be, like, a secondary list. Like, they're people you love, but you can't put them on this list because they're secondary characters. Like, Alfred. Like, what's his name? Jarvis.
Sandman.
Number 10, Professor X. I just love... He was, like, that studious teacher. You know, he was the mentor. He put together the X-Men. I found a hard time because I wanted to pick so many X-Men, but I couldn't. You know,
you can't have a whole
list 10,
of
no.
X-Men. Yeah.
And not that I love them, but there were so many different X-Men that I was like, you know what, I'm going to take their mentor because I don't really like Cyclops. I'm not a Cyclops fan.
I hate him. I don't like Cyclops.
Yeah, I don't like Cyclops. So to me, Charles was always a leader. And even now, I like Emma Frost way more than Cyclops. And Emma, like, they're both the co-leaders. But yeah, I love his powers, you know, to be able to tell it, you know, and he's stuck in a wheelchair, but he still, you know, fights the good fight. And in his origins in the beginning, he was like, you know, Martin Luther King against Magneto's Malcolm X. Like, that's how they were supposed to be played off each other. And I just like that dynamic, and I like Charles. I like him. I like how he was playing
the movies.
It's tough
to keep him off the list.
Yeah, he was number 9, Miss Marvel. I love Miss Marvel. I've read her books. I do want to bang Megan. She's hot. She's like a Hollywood starlet, look-wise. Her suit's, like, fantastic. And she's got these kick-ass powers. She's tough as hell. She's like an air pilot. She's a great character. If you want to know more, read the website why I like her. Number 8 is She-Hulk, Jennifer Walters. I love Shulky. I love She-Hulk. I loved her since I was a kid. I remember one of my first comics reading She-Hulk and seeing She-Hulk's side boob and being like, oh, she is so hot.
That's my side.
Yeah, and then on, I just had a crush on She-Hulk. She's green. She's big. She's tough. She's hot. I loved her hair. Her hair is all luxurious and green. She's like... just sexy, and
so he would go all Captain Kirk on her.
Oh yeah, I would love to be with She-Hulk. And She-Hulk's kind of easy too. She sleeps with a lot of guys. She slept with Juggernaut, for fuck's sake. Yeah,
Juggernaut, bitch.
Yeah. Number 7.
My horrible accent.
I liked it.
I'm surprised that's the first time that's come up all podcasts.
Number 7 is Frank Castle, aka
the
Punisher.
Yes.
I love him because you know what? His story is such a sad story. His family gets killed by the mob because they witness a mob hit and then they get killed. and then he goes all apeshit and kills, goes, his life's mission is to kill off the mob. It's great. So he's an anti-hero. He's not, you know, the big superhero, but he's made it this long, and he's iconic. His shirt is iconic. Like, he's had 3 movies made about him.
Yeah.
Like, none of them have been huge successes, but he's still had 3 movies put out about him. And I like the last one.
I'd like to think that one day they'll get it 100% right.
It's back with Marvel now, so actually, to tell you the truth, I'd want them to do it as a TV show.
I
said earlier.
Where he, like, jumps down the table and, like, cuts the lady's head off, the one in the wheelchair, the old lady.
Oh, the last one, right?
Yeah.
I liked
just,
it.
Like,
I liked Punisher Warzone. The only thing I didn't like is when he hung on the chandelier and flipped her.
Yeah,
I was like, come on, don't be so cheesy. But other than that, when he was, like, all kid, I loved it.
Like,
that was like Punisher.
Was it Thomas Jane again in
No, Thomas Jane. Okay, the first one was Dolph Lundgren back in the 80s.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Yeah, it's pretty, it's not good. The second one was Thomas Jane. It was okay, but they changed his origin too much. And then the third one, and I didn't like, what's his name as a villain? John Travolta.
Yeah.
I didn't like him as a villain. The third one I liked, but it had cheesy parts too. Jigsaw was in it, and I like Jigsaw. I like Jigsaw. He's a good villain.
I've read Jigsaw from Spider-Man more than any, from Punisher.
Well,
the
Punisher started up in
Spider-Man.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Enough with Frank Castle. I do love him. I could talk about him all day. But next, number 6, will be Thor, the Norse god of thunder. Right there, my boy. I like Thor. Thor is noble. He's ultra powerful. He's a great, but he's a character. He's a noble guy. He's a team guy. He's all about, like, brotherhood, like the brotherhood of the Avengers, the brotherhood of, like, you know, the Asgardians. He's just, I don't know, he's just a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, Iron Man. Tony Stark. I like Tony Stark because he's a fun character. He's very flawed. And I like Iron Man because Iron Man kicks ass, man. He's Iron Man. Everybody knows about him. I don't really need to talk about him. He's great. Number 4 for me, Daredevil. Daredevil. I've read a lot of Daredevil. Like, I've read more of Daredevil's graphic novels than I've read of any other character, probably. Like, I've read a ton of Daredevil. And he's dark. I know I said I wasn't going to swear in this podcast, but they like to fuck with Daredevil, the writers. They, like, just mess him up. He's blind already, and they still, like, it's like, you know, kick the spike in Buffy. It's like kick the Daredevil, like, whatever. They just like to fuck with him. It's if you ever want to read a guy like that, really dark, he's like Batman in that way. He's really dark. Number 3, Wolverine. How can you not like Wolverine? He's Canadian. He's, you know, he speaks his mind. He's an ass. Number 2, Spider-Man. This is where it got hard, because number 2 and number 1 were very close, but I had to go number 2, Spider-Man. I love, same reason as John, I love Spider-Man. I've loved him since I was a kid. I'll always love Spider-Man. I love reading his books. He's single again. It's a weird world now, because he's, that Brand New Day stuff made him single, and it's kind of interesting seeing how he's doing it. Now I've heard that him and Johnny Storm are roommates.
Just roommates?
Roommates. Because they're friends, right? They were good friends. So they're actually roommates now. And Spider-Man's been on every team. He's part of the Fantastic Four. He's part of the Avengers. You know, he'd probably be an honorary X-Men, even though he's not a mutant. They just love, you know, he's Spider-Man. And my number 1, Captain America. He's so noble.
It was weird. When you were going through the list, I never once even thought about Captain America being on your list.
Captain America.
And it should have been. Like, I don't know why. I just completely forgot about him.
Captain America is the top character because he, as I'm wearing Captain America's shirt and a Captain America sweater.
With your Captain America
wallet.
Captain America wallet
that John got me, thank you. And my 3 boys over there, the Captain America's right over there. But yeah, no, Captain America, I just love the character. He's so noble. He's such a good guy. He was a little runt of a guy who kept trying to fight to get into the army because he wanted to make a difference. I think everybody can kind of relate with that. You know, every comic fan, no comic, like there's some big comic fans, I'm sure, like you, big in physical stature, I mean, but, you know, everybody can relate, kind of relate with that, wanting to be the big guy, and then he gets turned into the big guy and he still has the same character. He's not going around like a jackass bully. He still looks out for the little guy. And that's my top 10.
Very good, very good. I think that is all for the
Tammy's
podcast.
Question.
Oh, yes, we have Tammy's questions.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Should we do Tammy's or mine first?
Just go, because we don't have a lot of time. All right,
well, my question is, what's your what superpower
yes.
would you want to have?
What superpower would I want to have?
You only get one. You only get one power.
And vulnerability does not count.
And while invulnerability should count, immortality doesn't count.
Immortality, there you go.
Yeah. I would go for...
Don't you dare steal mine.
I would love to actually be able to spin a web like Spider-Man. I think that would be really fun.
That's your
fun.
Superhero
yeah.
power?
Yeah, for sure.
Next.
Yes.
Mine, everyone's going to think it's controlling plants, so that's not the one I'd like to have. I would like to have telekinesis.
All right, Jason.
Flight. I'd like to fly. I'm lazy. I'd love to be able to just fly somewhere. I'd love to be able to go to Timmins and fly.
You know what's even less
there.
Effortless than flying?
What?
Teleportation.
I think you get more tired with teleporting, though. I think it
yeah.
takes more effort.
And that's
like physical
jumper.
Effort. Yeah.
All right, Megan, what's yours?
I want to read your mind.
You want to be tele.
She wants to be Sippy Stackhouse.
You want to be telepathic?
Yeah.
Really? I don't
yeah.
know if I'd like that power. It's.
Well, I mean, like, obviously it's a
yeah.
power, so I would be able to turn it on and off
yeah.
in my version of it. But I want to be able to read people's minds.
Very
you
good.
And me, baby. I'm telekinetic. You're telepathic.
Bam.
You make a great team.
Yep.
Okay, on to Tammy's questions for each
yes.
of us. We got to really do this quick, guys.
Okay.
All right, Jason, what was the questions?
I didn't write that. What, Kyle, if you could spend any time in 24 hours in a game, what game would you spend it in?
I would spend it in the Mass Effect universe.
Okay.
Just because it's so, like, open and there's so many different alien species and the technology and you can have stuff implanted into you so you can actually be telekinetic, let's say,
mm-hmm.
have, like, biotic powers. Like, that would just be, like, that would be a fun thing for me. But not, like... Mass Effect 3, where, like, everybody's dying because they're taking over the planet and killing everyone. Like, Mass Effect 1, where there's not too much happening to the humans right now. It's just kind of stuff.
Megan, 24 hours in any book. What book would it be?
It would be Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
Which one is that in the order?
That is the fifth one.
Okay.
And I would choose that one just because it's in that book that Hogwarts just goes freaking crazy. Like, pretty much the whole school is turning against the new headmistress.
Oh, yeah.
Professor Umbridge, who we hate, and, like, the twins are setting off, like, bogs in the hallways, and Peeves is going nuts and knocking things off the walls, and I don't know, I would love to be in that book and just see, like, the magic, particularly the fireworks show that the Weasley twins put on.
John, if you could spend, be in any TV or movie, TV, you have to pick the episode.
I think I would want to be on, I would really want to do 24, but the thing is I would want to do
a
whole day
yeah.
in the life of Jack Bauer,
but
you know, real time.
You don't get
you
to take over a character. You just get to be on the show.
Yeah. I'd like to, you know, kind of watch him do his shit though. You know, like take out terrorists and
instead
stop
of watching
A-bomb.
It on TV, he wants to watch it.
Well,
yeah.
You know, like I'd like to go, you know, ride in the van or something.
He'd be an analyst, maybe. He'd be like Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
24 would be really interesting, especially if I got
what
to
season?
Like tag along. Oh, out of any season?
Yeah, what season?
Season 5.
Yeah.
Season 5
was
the
yeah,
best
it was.
Season.
It was awesome.
All right,
turn?
Jason's
okay,
question.
Mine would be what comic book would I want to be in, and what issue? It would be Captain America, volume five, book number 25, like comic book 25. And John's gonna redo. Want me to say what happens in it?
Yeah, just yeah.
It's the death of Captain America scene. He. It's really cool. I'd
You'd like
be
to
there.
Be a bystander.
If I could change it, I'd want to be
yeah.
the guy who jumps and takes the bullet for him. But, you know, then that would change. Or push him out of the way, maybe, so I survive too. But, but yeah.
Selfish.
I would, you know, I'd want to be there. I would want to be there in the crowd, like, cheering, like, for him.
Because,
mm-hmm. like, a lot of people were protesting him and against him and throwing, like, food at him. I'd want to be one of the ones saying, "We still love you, Cap."
You're such a geek.
I'd have to defend my guy, man. He's my homeboy. I would have to stick up for him. I agreed with him. Do you know? Do you even know any?
I didn't even know he died.
He died.
Yeah. There was a superhero registration act that came into effect, and a lot of heroes and villains were together. Like Iron Man was on one side with Reed Richards and Hank Pym.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side was like Captain America and like a whole bunch of other people, and villains were joining and everything.
They did that in a video game.
It was Civil War, was the name of it. Yeah, it was awesome.
Wow.
All right, I think that's all the time we have for today's podcast of Four Geeks and a Pizza. I'd like to thank all the co-hosts, all the listeners.
May 4th, go watch The Avengers!
We're going May 5th. But yes, Avengers will be in theaters this Friday, May 4th. And that was sort of the whole theme of this podcast. So, thank you to Joss Whedon,
yes,
for potentially bringing us one of the best superhero movies
ever.
Yes,
we will.
So let's find out. All right,
thank you, Tammy, for the question.
Yes, thank you, Tammy.
Yes, thanks,
and congratulations on your new job.
Congratulations!
New job.
Congratulations, Tammy!
Yeah.
Congratulations.
For those of you wondering, Tammy is Jason's sister.
Yes.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.